Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shade. How may I assist you?
Yes. Good afternoon. I'm sorry. Can you give me your name again?
Shade.
Could you spell that for me?
Yes, it's S-A-D-E.
Sorry?
S as in Sally, A as in Apple, D as in dog, E as in Edward.
Okay. My name is Constance Potratz. I'm calling in reference to order 25903-8412.
Thank you. Can you verify your address?
It's 8307 Greenham. One word. G-R-E-E-N as in Nancy, H-A-M as in mother. San Antonio, Texas, 78239.
Thank you so much for that. So I do see where we sent out a free gift of a space heater for signing up with our Factory Direct Savings Store membership. And that membership fee is $56.95 a month.
I'm sorry. I had no idea. There was no membership involved. And my understanding was I got an email from Kohl's saying that I had a reward and that I got to choose a reward. I chose a reward. I authorized a payment of $9.97 for shipping, and that went through my account. You have also made a second withdrawal in the amount of, I'm not sure. Okay, I haven't got that in front of me. $59, something like that.
By chance, did you review the terms and conditions when you ordered the space heater? Because it was only a free gift for signing up with that membership.
That doesn't say that on my order, and it didn't say it on my email. So I have reported that charge as a fraudulent charge, and my bank is investigating it, and I want that money returned to my account. If it means that I need to return this, you can keep the $10. I'll take that as a... It didn't say anything about membership.
Yes, so in order for us to issue a refund...
Do you want me to return the item because I don't want it?
No, the space heater was a free gift, ma'am, but it was only free for signing up with the membership. But in order for us to issue...
I don't want the membership. I'm canceling the membership.
It's no problem with getting the membership canceled out today, but as far as the refund, you would have to drop that dispute because there's no guarantee that the bank would issue the funds back to you since the information was
ma'am,
provided.
I'm sorry. You're going a little bit fast for me. I'm elderly. I evidently learned a very good lesson here, but you can keep the $10. I'll return this space heater if you want, but I don't want the membership, and I want that money returned to my account.
Yes, it's no problem returning the money back to your account, but since you filed a dispute on the charges, we wouldn't be able to issue the refund. You would have to drop the dispute.
I will have to what?
Drop the dispute on the charge.
Okay, well, I'm already disputed that with my bank. And
you will
I
have to
told
stop
them
the
that I owe...
It's no guarantee that the bank will issue your charges back because these are valid charges.
They're not. I did not authorize that charge of $50-something dollars. I was never told about it. I have no paperwork. I've copied everything. I have a copy of my email that I got from Kohl's. I have a copy of my order receipt. I have a copy of everything. Doesn't say anything about a membership. and I have disputed, I have told my bank that I authorized the charge of $9.97, and you can keep that. I don't care if I have to return this heater, I will.
It's no place to send the heater back to, ma'am. They do not accept return. But as far as the charge, we wouldn't be able to issue that refund unless you drop the dispute.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm still not getting, what are you saying? I'm not understanding you. I'm sorry. Your accent is a little bit strong for me. I'm sorry.
What word
am I supposed to do with the dispute? What is
drop
that
it.
Word you're using?
Drop.
Drop?
Right.
And that means you get the $53. Is that what you're saying?
So you would have to cancel the dispute that you have ongoing in order for us to issue the refund.
Okay. I will call my bank, and I will cancel the dispute. And your name is S-A-D-E?
Yes.
And today's date, and when will I get this money returned to my account?
So once you drop the dispute, you would have to. We would have to hear that the bank is canceling the dispute. So basically, you would have to do a three-way call. And once you cancel the dispute, then we will issue that refund.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let my bank handle this and see what they
think. There's no guarantee
about
that you will get your funds back if you let the bank handle it. Okay.
In other words, this is a scam, and you want to take in as many people. I'm also contacting Kohl's about this and telling them that I don't appreciate a company of their standing involving themselves in such a scam. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling, customers.